Hello, disciples of the prophetess, the word of God, episode 3. For the word of God is quick, Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful. And I'm teaching you on the word quick, which is old English for what? Alive. Alive. For the word of God is alive. Now, I said difference between living things and non-living things. And now I've also talked about sowing the word. That when you sow, you reap. The next thing is this. I was saying in the previous episode that when I go for Healing Jesus campaign, I see a lot of sick people. I mean, you see somebody, the eye is coming out. And if you do not know Healing Jesus campaign, just type Healing Jesus campaign anywhere on Google. With Evangelist Doug Heyward Mills. That's my father in ministry. And it will just pop up. So what he does is that he preaches in the evenings. And then he sends the people that will become born again. I mean, sometimes we have 500,000 people coming to the crusade a night. The campaigns a night. And by God's grace, he will minister. And then in the morning, he will send them to me. All those who give their lives to Christ. And then I'll preach them. And some people come with that this attitude of, I have come. Pray for me and let me go. I ask for me. I just need prayer. And I when I see people like that, I pity them. Because even if I pray for you and I cast out that devil, it will come back again. What would you do? You have nothing to say, oh, you know, that man of God came to our town and people got healed. But they went away. The sickness came back. It came back because they did not pay attention to the word of God. People have a certain craze about prayer. I'm in charge of prayer. Why will I look down on prayer or say anything derogatory about prayer? Never, never. But I'm saying that people think that prayer is like a magic wand. And they will neglect the word and pray. But prayer is like breathing. Prayer is like breathing. And the word of God is like food, eating the word, eating. If you do not breathe, you will die. But if you do not eat, you will not be sustained and you will stop breathing. If you do not eat, you refuse to eat and to eat properly, what is going to happen to you? You will eventually stop breathing. People have starved to death. They have starved to death. So the word of God is critical. Many people, Christians, even pastors, are ignorant about this and is killing a lot of people. We do not know the value of God's word and the integrity of God's word. You ask somebody, how will God speak to you? And they say, in a dream. In a dream. Oh, my God. It's sad. It's too sad. In a dream. You ask God, how will God speak to you in a dream? What dream? What dream? There is only one way in which God speaks to men. Only one way. Only one way. Only one way. Only, let me emphasize, let me say it again. Only one way. Only one way. There is only one way that God speaks to his children, and that is through his word. That is through his word. And it is so true. So true. Only one way that God speaks to his people, and that is his word. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick, alive. So for the word of God is alive. And that is why Romans 8 says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. How is God going to lead you? Through his word. Because even if I dream and I hear anything, and that thing is a contradiction of what is written in the word of God, what do you think I'm supposed to do? I'm supposed to throw away that dream. I heard an audible voice. You heard an audible voice. But that voice, what it said, is contrary to God's word. You will have to throw that voice away. Everything is subject to his word. Everything. And that's why neither is there, verse 13, any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things, including that vision, that dream, all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. You are blessed, blessed, blessed. Amen.